Okay, I want to share with you a half-baked vart. I didn't prepare very much. This is just a machshava. It's an old machshava, which we went through some of this once on Friday. It's an idea that you can use many occasions, and you can adapt it, and you can play with it for the occasion. Today is the 10th day of Av. What happened on the 10th day of Av? Most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt.
Still burning
until Chatzos. The Gemara says, when do we commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash? There are two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we should commemorate the Churban today. If Rabbi Yehuda had his way, today we would be fasting. Today would be the big day. We would be in Shul Yud Baaf. So the Gemara says, L'chayr, Rabbi Yehuda is right. That's when the Mikdash really was destroyed. Why do we focus on the ninth day? V'rabbanan Aschalto de Puranusa Adifa. You have to focus on the beginning of Churban. Aschalto de Puranusa. When did the Mikdash begin to burn? On the ninth day. It's a very important principle in dealing with commemorating Jewish suffering. I'll give you some examples of where we apply this in the kinnis. There are four kinnis that focus on the Crusades. So a lot of them, especially for Nusach Ashkenaz, other versions of the kinnis don't have that much about the Crusades, but in Ashkenaz, four kinnis. It's not so clear, it's really four, it could be really it's really three. There's one kinnis that's not so clear, it's referring to the Crusades. But why? Why do we focus so much on the Crusades? So one of the reasons given is because that was the beginning of a whole new form of anti-Semitism. Mob violence. First Crusade, until the First Crusade, it never happened such a thing where there was large-scale mob violence. There were isolated events. There was anti-Semitism, there were tsarists, there was a lot of trouble. But Jews never viewed themselves vulnerable to large-scale mob violence until the First Crusade. Yeah.
I think, I'm sorry to interrupt, also maybe the first time that the people who are doing it think they're doing it in terms of
Shem Shemayim, a holy war.
It's a holy war,
right. There are different reasons.
Prior to that, it was scattered incidents.
It was unique in many ways, absolutely. There are a lot of things about the First Crusade, all the Crusades for that matter, that were very unique in world history in terms of tragedy for Klal Yisrael. But one of the primary ideas that is brought out by the Poskim is Aschalto de Puranusa. It set a new trend of anti-Semitism that we suffer with ad hayom hazeh, this concept which is termed large-scale mob violence with the participation and encouragement of church and government. Now this theme, I once heard from J.J. Schachter, very, very fascinating share, is that you have to say this, apply the same concept when it comes to studying the Holocaust. Holocaust began, according to the vast majority of historians, with Kristallnacht. And when you focus on the Holocaust, you can't give a share about the Holocaust without mentioning Kristallnacht. Because Aschalto de Puranusa, and there's what to learn in how it all began to unfold. Oh, November 9th, 1938, even the year before the war started. Already the whole process of the concentration camps and the mob, there was mob violence. It's an important point that we take from the Gemara of Aschalto de Puranusa. Obviously, we apply the same thing. Tisha B'Av, that's what the Gemara says. Tisha B'Av, we mourn on the ninth day because that's when the Beis HaMikdash began to burn. Okay, now let's keep that thought in mind because we're going to come back to that in a few moments. There is the Medrash. I think it's a Yalkut Shemoini. The Medrash is an incredible Medrash. It says that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a festival in every month starting with Chodesh Nisan until we come to Tishrei. In other words, we have Tishrei. I mean, it's, Nisan was the Yom... Let's review our holidays the way we have it today. We have a holiday in Nisan. The 15th day of Nisan, we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Then we have 50 days. We count Sfira until we come to Shavuos. Shavuos is in the third month, is in Chodesh Sivan. What is in between the first month and the third month? The second month, Iyar, on the 14th day of Iyar is also a semi-holiday, is Pesach Sheni. So far we're pretty good. The year begins on a high, Nisan, Yantav Pesach, Iyar, 30 days later we have Pesach Sheni festival, and then we finally reach the 50th day of the Omer, the 6th day of Sivan, we have another holiday, the holiday of Shavuos. Okay, then what happens? Then we go on vacation. We go on vacation all the way until Rosh Hashanah. There's no biblical holiday in the 4th month of Tammuz. There's no biblical holiday in the 5th month of Chodesh Av. There's no biblical holiday in the 6th month of Elul. And finally, we come to Tishrei. Ah! We pack it all in. We got a Rosh Hashanah, we got a Yom Kippur, we got a Sukkot, and we got a Shmini Atzeres. Isn't that a little bit lopsided? A little too much. It's a little, at the end, it's a little too intense. So the Medrash says, ideally, now think about this, I'm going through the number of the dates in a moment, it's a fascinating Medrash. I don't know if the Medrash spells all the dates, all the numbers. It's brought out in a Sefer called Shiftei Yisrael by someone in Baltimore, Talmud Chacham, and from Neri Yisrael. What really should have been is Nisan is Pesach, Iyar is Pesach Sheni, Sivan is Shavuos, Tammuz, get a hold of this, Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur should have been Chodesh Av. I'll go through some of the numbers in a few moments. Elul should have been Sukkot. And then Tishrei would be Shmini Atzeres. This was Hashem's original plan. What? Medrash says this. Now why did this not come to fruition, this original plan of having one holiday every single month in this order? Because, can you imagine what it would have been like? The Jewish year? Work would be very difficult. Can you imagine every month another holiday? You have to go explain this to all of your co-workers. Can't come. Well, it comes Tishrei, so you're off for 2 weeks. That's it. You're out of there. You're not going to be there for 22 days. But you get through all three holidays. Hey, Rosh Hashanah, this every single month, you have another holiday. You have all these breaks in the middle. But what happened? The Klal Yisrael worshipped the eagle. When they worshipped the eagle, everything came to a halt. We had Pesach Sheni, and then we had Shavuos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to receive the Torah for 40 days. He came down, came to Shavuos with Thomas. Okay, so that year, the word Rosh Hashanah was not yet in play because the Torah not yet received the Torah, but when they had received the Torah, then the following year there would have been Rosh Hashanah and Aleph Tammuz. But in the meantime, they worshipped the Eagle. Everything went downhill. Everything was came to an end, and we had all the holidays were disrupted, and that's why we have to press all the holidays that are missing after we into Tishrei the way we have it today. But let's take a step back. What was meant to be ideally, and we have to understand according to the Medrash, according to what we're going to say, is the Torah even hints to the ideal in the way it describes the Mo'adim. In the plan that we have today, the backup plan, plan B, the way it's presented in the Torah. Let's explain. Some of this will become clear as we go through it. Ideally, Rosh Hashanah should have been in Chodesh Tammuz. Okay, fine. How do we know that? how do we know it should have been it should have been in Chodesh Tammuz. Okay, I don't have all the details, but Chodesh Tammuz is the Chodesh of Din. That there's that new sefer we once went over a little bit from that discusses the Chodoshim by Rabbi Reisman. His name is Reisman who put out a sefer, Tzvi Reisman. Art Scroll put out a sefer on the Chodoshim. The whole Chodesh Tammuz is dedicated to the concept of Din. Aleph Tammuz was meant to be Yom HaDin. How many days would there be between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It was really meant to be 40 days. Where do we see that there's 40 days in preparation to do tshuva? We learned that from Chodesh Elul. Elul, in our time today, let's take a step back. How many days do we have between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? 10. That's compressed by it should be four times that amount. For example, we see Elul is the beginning of the tshuva process. Rosh Chodesh Elul, we all begin to do tshuva. When does the tshuva conclude? 40 days later with Yom Kippur. 40 days. Rosh Hashanah was really meant to be the beginning of the tshuva process. Aleph Tammuz. 40 days later would be today, which I'm coming to in a few moments, would be Yud. Yud Be'av. 40 days later. Okay, so let's put, it's a good point, but let's put that aside. Let's assume that, because the months will depend on the Riyah, so let's assume the months are complete in the ideal form, which is not so simple. It would be a period of 40 days, which means that today, that's the point I want to come to make, I want to show you and bring out this idea, Yud Be'av, today, really is meant to be Yom Kippur. That's what you should walk away with. It's a holy day today. Let's go further first. What's the next holiday after Yom Kippur? Sukkot. How does the Torah define Sukkot? Ulekachtem lochem bayoim horishoim. Pre eitz hodar kapos tamar ba'anaf eitz avos v'arvi nocha. Yom Rishon. What does it mean, Yom Rishon? Everyone knows that Sukkot is not the Yom Rishon. Sukkot is the 15th day. So Chazal, they really struggle very hard. It's Rishon L'cheshvon Avonos. But the truth is, it is really was meant to be the Yom Rishon. It was meant to be, everything is expanded by four. What do we mean we expand by four? How many days are there between today, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? 4 days. So we multiply, and it comes 20. There are how many days? There are 4 days between. Okay, I don't remember all the details. I'm getting mixed up with the numbers. But ideally, it was meant to be Sukkot, was meant to be Rosh Chodesh Elul, was meant to be Sukkot. Another proof to this point. When do we take a Sukkot? When do we build Sukkot? In the fall. It's a good time to have a sukkah. It's not obvious that we're sitting in the sukkah l'shem shamayim. Elul, it's in the heat of the summer. The end of the summer is even worse than the beginning of the summer. Can you imagine sitting in the sukkah? Can you imagine today, going out today, yesterday, building a sukkah with tzchach, and going out and sitting in the sukkah? It's like when the Gemara says the Nesen HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Goyim Lasa Lavo, he's going to tell them go into the sukkah and sit in the sukkah. It's going to be so hot, they're going to leave the sukkah, they're going to kick the sukkah. Why don't we sit in the sukkah, commemoration from the Gan Yaakov? But if we sit in the sukkah during the spring or during the fall, it's not obvious that we're sitting in the sukkah L'Shem Shemayim. The only time that it's obvious that we're sitting in the sukkah L'Shem Shemayim is in the summer. Ideally, the time to commemorate the sukkah is in the heat of the summer, the end of the summer, which
still
is
has to be in the summer.
What?
Still has to be in the summer.
It still is a little slightly, but not to the same degree.
Until the Gemara says
right.
Not much. Right?
But a little, right, a little, but at least the weather already is more pleasant, where it's not the same intensity. You learn from the Gemara that Aslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test the Goyim by giving them the mitzvah of Sukkah. And it's going to be, and Hashem is going to take out the sun, and they're going to sweat, and they're going to leave the sukkah, and they're going to kick the sukkah. Why is that a fair test? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu testing the goyim in the way that Hashem does not test us? You can't expect them to be better than us. The answer is, this is really what was meant for us. It was really meant for us to commemorate the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Aleph Elul. Aleph Elul is the most intense time of the summer. It's the end of the summer. And the Gemara says the end of the summer is worse than the beginning of the summer. This is the way it was meant for us to commemorate the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them, saying to the Goyim, he's not giving them anything different than he really meant to give us. They fail the test. They leave the sukkah, they're part of mitzvah, part of the sukkah, but they kick the sukkah. They fail the test. But ideally, the time to commemorate the Yom Tov of Sukkot is meant to be Aleph Elul. Okay, now, what happens when Sukkot is over? The next Yom Tov is Shmini Atzeres. How many days are between? How many days should there really we should really count Sfira? When you count Sfira, 50 days from Aleph Elul, from the second day of Elul, and you count 50 days, when would Shmini Atzeres fall out? On the 21st day of Tishrei. When is Shmini Atzeres? On the 21st day of Tishrei. So in other words, Shmini Atzeres is in the right place. When we commemorate Sukkot Bizman HaZeh, we have 7 days of Sukkot. Uvayoyim HaShmini Atzeres Tiyalochem. The Medrash says, why is the Atzeres of Sukkot up against the 8 days of Sukkot, where the 8th day of Pesach is 50 days away from the beginning of Pesach? We observe Pesach. We have 7 days of Pesach, and we count Sfira. We count 50 days. Why? Because we need 50 days of preparation to go from the beginning of Pesach to the Atzeres of Pesach. What is the Atzeres of Pesach? Shavuos. The Gemara says, really, there should be 50 days between the second day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And the only reason why we don't have to count 50 days and wait 50 days like we do for Pesach and Shavuos is because the 50 days would fall out in the middle of the winter, and the roads would be muddy, and it would be too difficult for us to return to Eretz Yisrael to come back to celebrate the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. So Hashem had pity upon us, and said, you know what, you're already here, so celebrate Shmini Atzeres right after Sukkot is over. But this is not the ideal. The ideal is there should be a break of 50 days between the second day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, just like there are 50 days between the second day of Pesach and Shavuos. We don't do this, we put it together because of what the Medrash says. But that's not the ideal. But in the ideal way, the Chagim were meant to be celebrated. The first day of Sukkot was meant to be on Aleph Elul, and that means that we would count Sfira starting from the second day of Sukkot, and that Sfira would take us 50 days, which will conclude on Shmini Atzeres, on the 21st day of Tishrei, exactly when we anyway observe Shmini Atzeres. So what's happening really is Shmini Atzeres, we're catching up to where we were meant to be in the beginning. Like we learned today with Yehuda and Aaron Onan and Tamar. Yehuda ended up catching up. He made a mistake. He went down. He left Klali, so he left his brothers. And was he caught up where he was supposed to be? That's exactly what's happening with Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the last Yom Tov. It's where we catch up, where we were meant to catch up, where we were meant to be original. So let's review what we have over here. There's a lot more details. I'm just giving you the Rosh Hashanah to bring up the point I want to come to for today, Nogea today, which is the 10th day of Av. It was really meant to be that Nisan, we celebrate Pesach like we do on the 15th day of Nisan. We have a holiday in the second month. The 15th day, the 14th day of Iyar is Pesach Sheni. On the third month, we also have a holiday. In Nisan, we celebrate Shavuos, Matan Torah, the Atzeres. After we count 50 days from the second day of Pesach, we come to Atzeres, Shavuos, on the 6th day of Sivan. We then come to the fourth month of the year, Tammuz. Tammuz is meant to be Rosh Hashanah. In preparation for Tshuva, we have a day of Rosh Hashanah. Then we begin to count, we begin to do Tshuva. Tshuva takes 40 days. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemayim doing process of Tshuva, 40, 40, 40. We find the concept of 40 for Tshuva. Starting from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, you need 40 days. Unfortunately, today we only do it in 10 days because we're in a rush and because things are not according to plan. We really need to wait 40 days. So 40 days after the beginning of the Tshuva process in Rosh Hashanah takes us to the 10th day of Av. That is when Yom Kippur was meant to be, the 10th day of Av. Then the Torah says, Yad Yom Kippur, you need to recuperate. Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon, wait until the next Yom Harishon, the Yom Harishon of the next month, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul. You shall take Anaf Eitz Ovos Yavinochu Smach Lofnei Hashem Elokeichem, and you shall sit in Sukkos Shivas Yomim, L'man Yedor Sech, what?
I was thinking of the Pesukim where you have the Yom Tov mentioned.
Yeah.
And it fits in because when it mentions the first time Sukkot in Mishpatim,
yeah,
it says B'tzeis Hashanah.
B'tzeis Hashanah.
B'tzeis Hashanah. So that was
Tamos.
Yeah.
Which Rashi teaches Rashis.
The Tekufas means that the Tekuf already, which means it's already after the Egel, it's already Sukkot.
So it's Sukkot, so it changed. It changed. There are many Diyukim.
B'tzeis Hashanah was Elo, what it should have been, was originally B'tzeis Hashanah.
There are many Diyukim which fit into this
after
in this
the
Egel, idea.
It changes the Lashon, yeah. Tekufas Hashanah, and then you don't have until Elor when it says on the Chamishah Sabah.
Right, okay.
So it fits in.
So this is an ideal. It was meant then to be that the first day of El will be Rosh Hashanah. 40 days will take us to, will be Sukkot. On the second day of El will count Sfira. We begin a 50-day preparation to come to the Atzeres, just like what we do on Pesach and Shavuos. And that will take us 50 days to Shmini Atzeres, which is on the 21st day of Tishrei, which anyway is when we finally catch up. We were meant to catch up. Excellent. But what happened? What happened is we did the Egel, and all of the holidays got off track. But even though they got off track, there are still remazim of what was meant to be. And one example of that is Tisha B'Av. Now Tisha B'Av, when was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? It was destroyed on the 10th day of Av. Today was meant to be Yom HaKippur. What happens on Yom Kippur? Atonement for one's sins. What does it say in Tehillim? I think it's Ayin Gimel. Mizmor LeAsaf. Bohu Goyim B'Nachal Osecha. A song for Asaf. The Goyim have entered into your inheritance. The Gemara asked the question, Mizmor LeAsaf. Kina LeAsaf MiBoyalei. It's a lament. So what does the Gemara answer? It's a very great song for Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he poured out his anger on bricks and stones and allowed us to survive. Through the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we received atonement and we survive. So to a very large degree, the 10th day of Av is the day when the Mikdash was actually destroyed. Remember, there's Aschalta de Puranusa, and there is the actual destruction. The beginning of the Puranis is not when we get the Kapara. The beginning of the Puranis is the Puranis began. This is a concept. When you want to commemorate Puranos, you have to start on the beginning. Okay, it began on the 9th. When was it destroyed? On the 10th. When do we actually get atonement? Our atonement actually comes when it's destroyed. Today was the day when it was destroyed. That is in line with what today was really meant to be. It was meant to be a day of kapara. Unfortunately, we were hoping that the kapara would be a kapara, since a kapara that could have come about without the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, without all of the tzaras that Klal Yisrael have suffered throughout the ages. Unfortunately, that did not come to be. It came about the hard way where the Beis HaMikdash was taken from us. But nevertheless, it is a day today corresponds to Yom Kippur. Now you look in the pasuk, this is really fascinating in Parashas Emor, when it talks about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it says, Daber, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Limer, Ach, Be Osor Lachodesh Hashavi. Okay, the seventh month, we're dealing with Tishrei. Yom HaKippurim Hu Mikra Kodesh Yelchem V'Nitz V'Snam Shosechem V'Krafti V'Ish Shal Hashem V'Chomoch Lo Yisasu V'Yetzmi Yimazek Yom Kippurim Hu L'Chab Alechem V'Fnei Hashem Elokeichem Ki Chol Nevesh Shalo Yisuna V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Yetzmi Yimazek Chol Nevesh Asher Sasem V'Chomoch V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Yetzmi Yimazek V'Chomoch Lo Yisasu V'Chazlom Do Yosechem V'Chomoch Shosechem. And then it goes on to say something very bizarre. It already says the whole Yom Tov. What more can you already say that you have not said? Shabbos Shabboson Hu Lochem. It's a day of Shabbos, day of rest. The Kina begins, the first Kina of the day begins, Shavas, Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash came to an end. V'nisem es nafsho seichem. Okay, Yom Kippur, we don't eat. But Tisha B'Av is a much greater form of inui, affliction. It's the ultimate inui. When the Churban, all of the tzaras, B'sisho l'chodesh, on the ninth day of the month, bo'erev, in the evening. Me'erev ha'erev, from evening to evening, tish b'su shabbatchem, you shall observe the Shavas. The pasuk is really describing Tisha B'av. It's not describing Yom Kippur. Because Chazal, of course, come along and say, "Oh, it's Yom Kippur! It's Yom Kippur!" But Tisha L'Chodesh, they ask the question, "What are you talking about? Whoever observes Yom Kippur, who observes Yom Kippur on the ninth day? Yom Kippur is observed on the tenth day. It says in the pasuk all over. Oh, what it means is the Tisha L'Chodesh Bo'eref." The night after the ninth day. You have the Erev Yom Kippur, is the ninth day. And then the following night, Bo'erev, oh, this is Yom Kippur. Now you shall fast, you shall afflict yourself. Oh, why did the Torah tell us in this roundabout way, the ninth day at night, to teach you a very important halacha called Oichel B'Tishihi, if you eat good on the ninth day of Tishrei, Ki'ilu, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth day. These are beautiful drashas. And we live on these drashas. The ninth day of, but the pasuk is also alluding to the ideal. The pasuk here is an incredible idea. What's going on over here? The pasuk here is telling us there's something called Yom Kippur. And do you know when Yom Kippur was meant to really be? It was really meant to be on the 10th day of Chodesh Av, today. Today. Because Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be on the first day of Tammuz. And you look in Tzvi Reisman's book, you learn about Tammuz. Tammuz means one thing, Din. That's what it's all about. That's why the walls were breached. The whole Tammuz alludes to this concept called Din. Aleph Tammuz is Yom Hadin. Yom Hadin is Rosh Hashanah. That's what was meant to be. Yom Hadin. Now we need to do tshuva. How long does it take to do tshuva? Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days to do tshuva. Tshuva takes 40 days. When do 40 days end? 40 days end today. Today on the 10th day of Chodesh Av. Today is meant to be Yom HaKippurim. And what happened? We blew it. We blew it. And how do we blow it? We blew it in such a way where this day is the day when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda says, when should be the day that we commemorate the Beis Hamikdash? On the 10th day of Av. That's when the Mikdash was destroyed. And guess what? That turned out to be our kapara. Mizmor la'asaf, bol goyim v'nachal asecha. Hashem destroyed the Mikdash, we got kapara. So why do we observe the Beis HaMikdash on the ninth day? Well, there's another concept. There's another concept called Aschalta de Poranusa, which is not kapara, but it's a concept. You have Kristallnacht, Crusades, Tisha B'Av, Aschalta de Poranusa. So we'll observe it on the ninth day. And all of that is all captured in the parsha of Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos, Shabboson hu lochem. It's a day where everything Shabbos, suru menu shemuni avrai. Everything came to an end on this day for you because you messed up with the eagle. Shabbos, Shabboson hu lochem. Shabbos, everything is over. Midrash Choraf, and too bad for you. V'nisan es nafsho seichem. No eating, no wearing shoes. You have to afflict yourself to Chomei Shinuyim. B'tisha l'chodesh. That's right. On the ninth day, Aschalto de Paranusa. B'tish, when? Bo'erev, the night before. You go to Eicha, the night before, Bo'erev. How long will the fast last? Me'erev ad Erev. 25 hours. Sunset until stars come out. Tishmu Shabbatchem. That's what became your 10th day of Av turned into your 9th day of Av through this whole explanation of the ideal or the Tishra. It's a whole wakes up the pasuk, explains what it's all about, and most importantly, at least it gives us a very great appreciation for today. Today you're not sitting in shul with the kittel, fasting, kol nidre, hinani, Musaf, But today really is a day that whatever we have left of it, we should appreciate. It's Yom Kippur. This is the real Yom Kippur, the Yud of Chodesh Av. Okay, have a wonderful day.